chapter 27. I'm going to be reading verses 11 through 14. If you're using the Bibles in front of you, you will find that on page 394. Psalm 27, verses 11 through 14. We read these words. It says, "Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desires of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord." This morning, we wait for the Lord to hear what he has to say to us through his messenger. God bless you. Pastor Lynn.
Psalm 27. I want to speak to you this morning on the subject of wait, I say. You know, at its best, living the Christian life in this world in which we live now is a difficult thing. The enemy is strong, and he is trying to do everything he can to disrupt the church, and I'm speaking the church universal. He's doing everything he can to bring about compromise. He is on attack mode because he knows that his time is extremely limited. And he also knows that he is a defeated enemy. But the enemy fights hardest right before ultimate surrender comes about. And, you know, as we look at our Christian lives in this day and age, we are seeing over and over attacks that the enemy is making and how he is doing all that he can to discourage us and to defeat us. But the reality is that if we have chosen Jesus Christ, if we are going to follow him, we are going to come through victoriously when all things are said and done. Everyone who follows Christ is going to be rewarded with an amazing gift called eternal life. And that eternal life will be dwelling in a place where there will never again be an enemy. We'll be involved in a life that there will never again be any kind of sickness or any kind of disease. You know, as we look at the various lists that we have in prayer requests and that type of thing, we are seeing over and over where the enemy is doing what he can by creating and causing sickness and disease to happen. And perhaps he can discourage and defeat the people of God through that type of thing. But if we follow God, if we trust in him, if we wait for him to move and to respond, he will bring victory. I want you to notice again, I'm going to read that passage in Psalm 27, verses 11 through 14. We're going to focus on that 14th verse, but then I also want us to jump over to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31. "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a level path because of my foes. Do not deliver me over to the desire of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord." And then from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, we read these words, "Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run, not get tired. They will walk and not become weary." Shall we pray? Our gracious Father, I pray now that you would open our hearts to your word and that you would teach us the amazing gift, I guess, of waiting. Lord, give us confidence to know that you will work out all things. And Father, although it appears as though our enemies are winning, although it appears as though Satan is getting the upper hand all over this world, although it appears as though false religions are really gaining ground, Lord, we know that if we hold tight to you, if we walk in your path, that you will bring us through victoriously. And so, Father, please watch over us and help us to hang tight to our faith and not to become defeated. For it's in your glorious name we pray. Amen. I want to share with you this morning just four things. I want to share with you this kind of process, or the encouragement, if you will, of waiting on the Lord. You know, whenever we're going through a difficult time, it seems like God puts himself in slow motion. Have you ever noticed that? God, we would like to have your help, and we would like to have it yesterday. God, we would like to have your answer and your response to the issues that we're going through. If you could only do that last week, that would be greatly appreciated. We're generally in a rush to have God respond and God move in the circumstances that we are personally going through. But you know, sometimes God takes his time because there are redemptive purposes that he's trying to work through. Sometimes God wants to put us in a place where we pray for our enemies, like Jesus told us to. Sometimes God wants us to be praying for those who despitefully use us in order that the response to our prayers might be redemptive for our enemies. Sometimes God wants to teach us patience. Sometimes God wants to be able to bring glory to himself so that the greater good might come out of our circumstances. And if we just hold on, if we just hang tight, if we do not be moved by the difficulties of life and by the circumstances we're in, but we're staying true to Jesus Christ, sometimes we grow through those deep valleys. And others see that God can be trusted and that he will work out all things for our good and for his glory. Learning to wait is one of the most difficult things that ever happens in this life. I think many times we are like the sons of thunder. You know, James and John? James and John were, there were some enemies of Jesus that were really kind of wreaking havoc, and their response was, well, let us pray down fire from heaven and destroy them. And so they became known as the sons of thunder through that. Jesus said, hold off. Wait. Don't get anxious. It'll work. Give it time. Because Jesus had a greater good in mind. I don't understand that. I don't know if you understand that completely or not, but I don't understand it. But I do know that when Jesus is in control, he'll work things out. And he'll work things through. And he will receive great glory. And there will be a greater good that will come about as you see people being redeemed. Hold on. Hang tight. When the enemy attacks, he's out for destruction. When Jesus responds, he's out for redemption. I want to share with you just these four things that even though waiting isn't easy, but when we learn to wait on the Lord, we will receive God's promised strength. So I want to share these four things with you. Number one, be patient. Number two, be positive. Number three, be powerful. And number four, be persevering. Let's look at this. First of all, be patient. The beginning of that chapter 27, that 14th verse, says this, that very simple statement, wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. You know, a lot of people lack patience. They expect God's will to agree with their will, and they will align themselves up into thinking they know what God's will is, and so they'll push ahead, and they'll push forward, and they'll take things into their own hands, and in reality, kind of make a mess of stuff. Had Jesus said to James and John, well, okay, you guys want to pray down fire from heaven, you go right ahead, the greater good may not have been accomplished that Jesus was looking for. But you know, God's wisdom and his timing is impeccable. I kind of have a philosophy. Probably not a good philosophy, but it's a philosophy regardless. And when it comes to the enemies of our soul, the enemies that are trying to destroy us and defeat us, the idea is this: give them enough rope, they'll hang themselves. You know, the enemies of God are in the process of hanging themselves. They are not yielding themselves to God, and they are revealing more and more what their real character and their real nature is. And as they reveal who they are, God has the opportunity to build strength and moral courage into the life of those who will wait and who are going to be patient in their waiting for the Lord. I like the way that the beginning of this verse goes and the end of it, because it uses the word for. Wait for the Lord. I don't know about you, but I hate waiting for people. How many here just love, you know, having arranged times to go someplace or to do something? And you know that in modern day world, we plan out things by the watch. Maybe I'm the only one in the world that does that. I don't know. But I plan things by the watch. Okay, this event is taking place at this time. That means that we have to leave at this time in order to make the appointed time of when the thing goes. Because I don't know about you, but I hate walking into the movie and missing the first 5 or 10 minutes of it. Because you have no idea what the movie's about at that point. You know, when we make lateness a part of our lifestyle, we miss an awful lot of what life is about. It's that way as well in our spiritual life. Because God works on a different clock than you and I. Because he has a different purpose. If I had my way, God would be on my time schedule. God would be working when I say God needs to work. Thank God I don't get my way. Because when he works, his timing is absolutely perfect. And he works redemptively through the process of life. And so the psalmist is showing great wisdom here. He's going through a difficult time. He's going through a time in his life where his enemies are doing all that they can to destroy him. And this note of encouragement comes from the Lord. Wait for the Lord. Never, ever, ever enter into battle without the Lord by your side. In fact, let him lead the way into battle. For as he leads, enemies fall. I don't know what your enemies are, but I have found in my life, my worst enemy dwells in here. Many times, I am my own worst enemy. And so when I finally get it, when God uses that big old bat in the sky and he wallops me one alongside the head and says, now pay attention. When he gets my attention and he moves, I move with him. I don't go before him. I don't lag behind, but when I go with him, victory is always the result. Because God never fails. And he never loses. He's never late. And he's always right. But when I try to do it myself, I blow it. The psalmist wants to take things in his own hands. But this word of wisdom comes, wait for the Lord. Be patient. God's working greater things than just your will or your desire. He is working what is best for every person, every circumstance that's involved. Secondly, not only are we to be patient, but we are to be positive. Notice the second part of that 14th verse. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Be strong, if you will. I believe the King James Version says it like this. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. Christians are often a poor witness because of their negative approach to life. Their tones and gestures give them away, and that just kind of hurts their good intentions. And they may have perfectly good intentions, but their responses are often a negative response that really breaks the work that God wants to do. And especially as the world looks on to see how we're going to handle situations. We must learn to practice praising God and being thankful. How many here love to be around a crab? Man, I'm not seeing one hand. In a congregation this size, there's not one person that's saying, I would rather be around somebody who's a crab rather than be around somebody that's happy. There's not one person? No. We don't want to be around crabs. So why should we be crabs? Did you ever think of it that way? Why should we be crabs if we don't want to be around them? Positive people who are trusting in God totally and completely to work out His will, we find that in the process of that being positive, of being people of praise, of being people of honor, and being people of worship, we find that often, instead of God changing our circumstances, He changes our hearts. He changes our way of looking at the circumstances. He changes us and fits us for kingdom service in a greater way. Are you a negative, critical thinker? Then I would suggest this. Get over yourself. People are negative and critical because they don't feel that their will is being met. And just a simple twist of the mind, going to becoming a person of praise and a person of patience who is just waiting for God to do His work, God accomplishes greater things in them and through them. Be positive. God loves you more than anyone else on this earth loves you. God loves you. And He will help any circumstance that you find yourself in. Number three. The third aspect of waiting is to be powerful. To be powerful. Psalm 27 again, verse 14. Wait on the Lord, be strong, be strong, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Or, if you will, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Be strong. Be strong. Be powerful. The most powerful position that we'll ever have on this earth is when we are humbly broken before God and we kneel before Him. The army of God marches better on its knees than it does with airplanes. The army of God accomplishes more by submission than it does by action. The army of God accomplishes more by full yieldedness to Him than the church will ever accomplish in its own strength. Be of good courage. Be strong in the Lord. Let His strength give you help and give you hope. Be powerful. Number four, be persevering. The end of that verse says, yes, a word of confirmation. Yes, I have said this before. I'm going to repeat myself. Yes. Wait for the Lord. Be persevering. Many Christians give up too easily. When adverse conditions come, they throw up their hands in despair. They're ready to quit. They're ready to walk away. If I don't get my way, I'm going to quit. If something happens that doesn't turn out the way I thought it should, they're going to quit. God is not honored by that. God is honored when we persevere, when we push forward with His help, with His leadership, with His guidance. Things may not come out the way that we envision, but they'll come out the way He wants. Be persevering. We must never give up, no matter how difficult the circumstances, because God has promised us that there will be a crown of righteousness that awaits for those who persevere, for those who keep on working for the Lord and keep waiting for the Lord. God works all things together for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Don't give up. Press forward. God will bless your life. Be patient. Be positive. Be powerful. Be persevering. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord.